Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where 3 sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Amanda Carestio.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Kate Zeinard. Today on the podcast, we're talking about fabric panels. They're fun to buy and come in so many different variations, but it's not as simple as laying out pattern pieces and cutting. Then we'll chat about our fall sewing plans and share a little something in our Sew Inspo segment. But before we get started, how is everyone doing?
Doing okay. I'm on a bit of a sewing break. I just had a big show last weekend, and I am trying to not jump right back in and actually take a break and give my hands a break, give my brain a break. But I'm kind of itching too. So I'm about to kick it off again, but enjoying a little bit of, you know, reprieve from the sewing room.
Mm-hmm. I saw your racks of everything that you made. I was blown away.
I made so many things.
Yeah.
So many things. I really can't believe that. It is cool. I suggest doing this. Like, take the things that you've made, put them on a single rack, and like look at them, because yep. it is, I think it's good to take a moment to just kind of marvel at what you can do with your hands.
Oh yeah, that sounds like it could really boost your spirits, I think. Mm-hmm. Just taking a look at everything you've accomplished.
Totally. I definitely make stuff, and when I'm making it for me, just put it into rotation immediately. And like, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like Instagram has been a nice way to kind of look back and like keep track of what I've made, but like seeing them physically and like putting them all together, I feel like, I don't know, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that once. I remember in the loft, it was like a holiday break, and I didn't mean to. I just naturally kept adding them to this rack that was near my studio, and it was like a good chunk that I had just sewn in a couple of weeks, and it was really cool. Like, you flip through, it's like you flip through things that you just made. It's amazing.
Yep. I have to imagine that it was kind of like what it would be like to like prep for a show, like a runway show or something.
Yeah.
Although my pieces are not that fancy or complicated, but it's still like, you know, you got the deadline, you've got this certain amount that you want to create, and I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I recently dipped my hands back in some like creative endeavors. Julian's been working a lot lately, so I've been home alone with Jay, and I just Googled. I was like, mom groups like in my city, and I came across one that's like mom and baby, like a crafts group at this like little studio downtown that like does like all these different, they have like, it's like a co-working space for crafters. Like, they have sewing machines and Cricut machines and like, you know, Saran, like it's really cool. But it hosted this group, and it was so fun, like just moms doing crafts, and we did like stenciling and painted these blocks and like sanded them to antique them. And it was like so fun. And I immediately signed up for every week after until like the holidays. There's this like baby's first like holidays, like session, aww, like grouping of crafts. And every week you do a little keepsake ornament and like you utilize like their footprints and handprints and stuff. And I'm like, it's just so nice. And it was even just like, it was so nice because it was a different range of children. So there was like older kids playing with Jay and the moms talk. It was amazing. So anyone, I suggest like just, you know, just take a step and just like join a group. Like I've had other mom friends that I tell that they're like, oh, you're so bright. Like I want to do stuff like that, but it is hard to like sign up and like put yourself up. Yeah. Cause it's like, I didn't know anybody, you know, but I immediately, everyone was so nice because we're all in the same, you know, situation. So I encourage anyone to kind of, even you don't even have to be like just any, you know, just any social group, you know, it was really great. So
I have awesome. To say, it's also really nice to take a break from sewing and like yes. do another, like get yeah. out the paintbrushes yeah. and the glitter and like, mm-hmm. and do something a little different. I feel like I forget how much fun that is to actually yeah. just like do some hardcore crafting. I love it.
I know. Like SpongeBob. I was like, I haven't yes. gotten out paint and like it was mm-hmm. Mod Podge and it was
love amazing. It.
Awesome. I have been, this is hysterical. I have not been doing any of my cross stitching lately because over the summer, a spider built its web right around where I keep all my stuff.
No.
And the thing is, we had so many flies in the house. I was like, I can live with this spider for a while if it's yeah. getting rid of these flies for me. And so now I feel like it's a friend, this spider. And I'm not a big fan of spiders. Like it creeps me out, but also it has this like extensive web built like right over my crafting supply, my cross-stitching supplies. And it's like, it's been doing me a favor and it's been living here with me for a while. And I know that I should, you know, clean up this extensive web and, you know, relocate the spider. But I feel like it's a friend and I feel guilty and like I can't. So that's where I am right now, is trying to figure out what I'm going to do going forward with this spider living in my house.
I would totally not move it. I don't love like creepy crawly things, but I love spiders. Like we have a few outside our house, which is a different scenario that we just mm-hmm. like my kids and I, we like just check, we've named them and we're like checking oh. in on them and like rooting for them. They're beautiful. I think they're little, they're pumpkin spiders and they are not little. They are like probably the stuff of nightmares to people who have like spider issues because they're quite large. But like I feel the same way. Like we had all the mosquitoes in Colorado this summer and I was like, bring it, spiders, y'all can hang out here and yep. like help clear the air. And like I will like humanize anything that there's like a chance to humanize, including spiders.
I have not named this spider because I'm afraid if I do, then I will never, ever be able to move the area.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Like, I'll never be able to use it again. I'll never be able to get to my little snips, which are under the web right now. Like, I know the spider. I'm going to outlive this spider, right? Yeah. It's going to happen. But at the same time, like, I'm afraid it never actually will if I do something extreme like name the spider. So right now, I just call him Little Buddy.
It's like a Charlotte's Web moment.
It is. It totally is.
So traumatized by that.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, catching flies, like what you said, we went to a garden center and Julian got, like, a Venus fly trap and he's obsessed with it. And it is actually so cool. Like it literally we saw it catch a fly and it is amazing. Like this plant, it's like exactly, it's like our, you know, our new pet. Now that I know, we had really unfortunately put our yes. rabbit down, Bubby. Oh, yes no. yeah no it was He had been sick for a bit. He had a tumor and he was on medication. And it just like when rabbits start to, you know, turn for the worst, it go really fast. And it was one morning I was with Jay. He was fine. And then in the afternoon, he suddenly couldn't hop anymore. And it was just, we just even just didn't want him to suffer all night. So Julian got home from work and we took him in. It was very sad. And we saw it coming, but it just, you know, when it hits you like that day, I called Julian at work. I was like, Bubby is not doing well. And it was very, very sad. But I know. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I do love the pictures that you shared of Jay and Bubby together. You'll have those forever.
I know. And my sister-in-law, she said, oh, Jay's going to love like showing, you know, show and tell like this. Look at this bunny that I grew, you know, I was a baby that was this like bigger than I was and stuff. Because it would, every morning I would sit with Jay and Bubby would hop up and, you know, it was very sweet and it was very sad. But, you know, it happens. I mean, it happens with pets and it's always sad. But anyways, so.
So sorry, Meg.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note,
I'm sorry. Quickly shift to something else.
So with new segment,
but that's what you need. You need to embrace the joy. Like, you know, I did get back in my studio. I made Jay some little hats and stuff, which made me feel better. So, you know,
good.
So, good. Yeah, let's jump over to what's our next.
What's new? We're doing so what's new. Yeah. Meg, I see that you have some things for us.
Yeah, well, I just today is the top of a new month, which means I immediately go to Seamwork. And there are two new releases, are both gender inclusive patterns. And there's a pair of pants and a jacket that just seem like really cool. Like the pants, just as like an elastic waist woven pant with like a cargo pocket, and they just look super, you know, easy to sew, really comfy and like on trend right now. And they're called the Fallon pants. So I love both of those Seamwork releases this month. And then also I saw this on Instagram, and I mean, I probably won't be sewing it for a while because, I mean, it's a summery pattern. But, I mean, you could sew it kind of as a corset look over a blouse or a t-shirt. But it's this the Kelvin crop, it's called.
Oh, yeah. And
have you seen this, Amanda, on Instagram?
I've seen a lot of people. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. It's by – who's it by? Looking at the Etsy store. Where is the –
I know, it's kind of tricky how the layout is. Mm-hmm. As well.
Oh, Jessalish patterns.
Cool.
That's on really Etsy. Cool. Mm-hmm. But it's a really cool top.
Yeah, neat. That's. I feel like you could crop that or hack that so many different ways.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Hmm. Very cute. Definitely a little summery, though.
Yeah.
Which actually brings me to my pattern, which is not new. It's about, I think, about 6 months old. But it is from Tessuti, which is based in the Southern Hemisphere. So this was their, so when it came out in our spring, it was a fall pattern for them. So I have been waiting and waiting for fall to come around so I can show off this pattern. This is the Torino vest pattern, which I think is absolutely adorable. It is kind of, falls to mid-thigh, has a shawl collar, sort of kind of little sleeves because it's got a drop shoulder, so it's almost like little cap sleeves. And it just looks so cozy and comfy to me. As somebody who's not a big fan of vests, I just think it's really cute. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think it's super cute.
Oh,
sorry, I was still on mute. Jay was just kind of cooing. I love the shoulder line, how it like kind of drops below. It's such a beautiful vest. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's really nice. And like I said, I've been hanging on to it, waiting for the right moment to reveal it on the show.
Yeah. Well, you guys, y'all know I love vests, so yes. I'll just, like, tuck this one away because mm-hmm. I do. I like a long vest, too. Like, I feel like this would be so cozy. Mm-hmm. But then have your arms free. I mean, I know that's not for everybody, but I love that.
I love it, too. And, like, I'm not a big vest fan in general because somehow it's, like, it's not enough for me not to have any sleeves, but this feels more like a decorative piece and a little bit, you know, it's, I don't know, it's the kind of overpiece that I like to wear, a kind of loose drapey mid-thigh, and usually I wear them with sleeves, but I could totally see wearing this one without sleeves is yeah. what I'm going to get to.
I mean, I think that the length adds a good bit of drama too, which I like. Mm-hmm. And it's also like, it's pretty, a lot of coverage. Like you've got your shoulders covered, you've uh-huh. got your bum covered, you know, it's really that, I feel like that is actually going to provide some warmth. So
yeah,
I'm into it.
Yeah. And I feel like it's kind of a nice, not too warm, like in the office sort of.
Yeah, totally. Piece. Yeah, I mean, I like wearing vests in that way, like not as like an actual outerwear piece, but like as an kind of an accessory inside mm-hmm. because I feel like, yeah, that's your arms don't have to stay quite as warm in that scenario. But mm-hmm. plus you like look really cool. So
yeah,
it's always a plus.
And I don't generally feel like I look cool in vests, but I feel like I would look cool in this vest.
You would totally
look cool in this vest.
Seriously. And then you would be like, thanks, I made it.
Yeah, it gives me the look of just like wrapping a blanket around you.
Seriously.
It's like an mm-hmm. indoor vest, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, good. Shall we go? Oh, did you have something, Amanda?
Nope.
I didn't Not think this so. Week. I just thought I'd ask. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back and jump into our main segment.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Talking about fabric panels. Now, you might ask yourself, like, what is a fabric panel? And I just did a little research, and this is like the definition that that Google gave me. So a fabric panel is an easy and fun way to make a quilt, wall hanging, or use in another craft project. The panel is a design printed on fabric to be used as a whole piece, such as a picture of a tree, a bouquet of flowers, or a licensed character. They can also be used to make quilt blocks are cut apart to make a doll. So it's like the pattern's kind of in with the fabric. And mm-hmm. I think it's just a really fun thing, especially for beginners, I find, to get. So let's just kick it off with saying, has anyone ever purchased like a fabric panel before?
You know, I have. I have it right here and I'll post a picture, but I wanted to show you guys. I got this at a secondhand fabric sale that the Denver Sewing Guild did. And it's it's like they're giant squares.
Yeah.
They're probably like, I think they're a yard long. So it's a yard square. There's corner pieces, there's borders. And I don't know, actually, I don't know if this counts as a panel. I feel like it maybe does.
I think so, yeah.
And I don't, I don't know anything about the history of the fabric, but I'm thinking that maybe it was intended to make bandanas or handkerchiefs because of the size and the fact that it has, but I have ideas for how to use it. But I will say it's been sitting in my stash for a little over a year. And so I haven't figured it out just yet. And one more quick note before we get started. This topic was actually a suggestion from our Instagram audience. So I just wanted to shout out and say thanks for the idea. And also we're doing it. So, but be that as it may, that I think that is the only like panel that I've ever purchased.
So I have, I believe, technically purchased a fabric panel because I bought some little kits for like little wall hanging mini quilts, and I believe they're based off of panels and not actually any sort of, I believe they involve quilting but not piecing. I haven't actually made any of them yet, but I think technically those are. But in addition to that, I have a whole bunch of panels that I didn't purchase because back when I worked at Sonews, people used to send us samples to, you know, to advertise in the magazines.
Right.
And a lot of times it would be a fabric panel with swatches of the coordinating fabrics, but they'd send you the whole panel. And so I actually have quite a few of those that I was like, ooh, this is pretty. Ooh, this is pretty. Ooh, this is pretty. So I have a bunch of fabric panels that I did not purchase.
I actually have a lot more than I thought. You find them a lot in kids stuff. I bought a fabric panel that is like, it's like a motif of like, there's some plants on it. It's super cute. And it's like you lay your baby down and you like, you either circle like 1 month, 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean to say it still needs to be quilted. And Jay is almost 6 months old. But yeah, like I like them for just like ready-made projects. Like I actually got a couple panels because I have a lot of friends having babies right now, and it's a really cute gift, and I can embroider like the baby's name right in it. So I have like them geared. I was like, oh, I'll just like save that for like a gift, so I won't, you know, use it for Jay. But that was a fabric panel that I actually recently got, and I have some other ones that are like pillowcase panels with like bunnies on them, and I find a lot at the thrift. I see them a lot, like especially like doll cutouts where you see the cutting line, like they're so cool. I see those a lot at the thrift store, and yeah, so I have purchased them, but they're mainly for like kids projects that are like super cute and fun. But
I feel like the doll thing was like something from like the 80s, maybe the early 90s, and then it kind of came back around again, and there were like really cute dolls, like modern dolls that you could make, and I feel like that's probably the most tempted I've been by like new panels and panels recently, when my kids were a bit younger.
I just need to I have to show you something, Amanda. It was given to us as a gift, and it is like a vintage fabric panel, and I just need to show you, and then you can describe what you see.
We have to get some pictures to share with that episode because, like, I'm sure I can already tell, like, a picture is going to be needed for this amazing troll doll panel.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What is that for? You think like a pillowcase?
I think it's a pillowcase. Yeah.
Yeah, our friend my guess.
Who our friend gave it. She used to have a vintage shop, and she knew that I sewed and stuff. So like a gift. She said, "Oh, you could make this for Jay for his like room." And it's she said it's like the size of a pillowcase.
Yeah.
But there's like like a couple of them. So it's just like the same like kind of block of
amazing
trolls. Yeah, isn't that cute?
Amazing slash a little scary. In the way that troll dolls are a little scary.
Always.
Yeah, it has a date of 1992 on it.
92. Wow.
92. I know.
That's amazing.
I know. So, yeah, that's one that just reminded me of you, Amanda. Because I think, didn't you had a troll, like, costume story, didn't you?
I did. That was, like, my first sewing experience. You know, and I, like, seeing that, I could totally see myself collecting them, especially the vintage ones. Like, I see that appeal, but using them might be a different story.
I know.
Because A, they're precious. B, they're kind of weird. But that's why, like, I would just collect them for nostalgia purposes. Amazing.
Yeah. So let's talk about projects for fabric panels. Like, what's, you know, what can you make from a fabric panel? So some ideas that I have, I mean, obviously quilts are used a lot of them because it's like a common fabric panel that you can get. It's like, it looks pre-pieced. Like, it looks like you kind of sewed all like the pieces together. And then obviously pillows for like nice square, you know, fabric panel prints, blankets, curtains, those are the type of things. But I mean, you could definitely do garments too, like, for sure.
Like, I have dresses. I actually have a shirt I made. I think it was the willow top.
Oh, yeah.
Where I pieced the back and used a panel for the front.
Oh, nice.
I remember that. It was so cute.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cute. Don't wear it a lot because it doesn't I don't really wear that pattern anymore, but maybe I should pull it out and give it a try again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of love the challenge of like making the most of the panel. Like, I think it's more, for me, it's probably more about borders. Like, I've got more ideas for borders than like for panels, but I do think like one area that I think is really a good opportunity would be like a button down shirt, because I feel you can just play with placement. Lots of opportunities for putting that in a central place, or cutting it up and using it kind of in mirrored places and creating cool accents. So I see a lot of opportunities. I just haven't done it much yet.
Even like so many garments, you think that have like a square or even like a rectangle, like pattern piece, like skirts and like
totally
some yokes and stuff like that could like so work for that. Yeah. So that kind of, I guess, leads me into my next question is, garments, like what garments for fabric panels? So we have like that, like a top that we can make button up, like dresses and skirts, but also like coats and stuff too. I've seen that where it's like the back, like especially for quilted coats, you could use like a big motif from a fabric panel as like the back of a coat. I've seen that so cool.
Especially if you're working with, you know, one of the fancier fabric designers who release coordinating fabrics that go with it, you can definitely, you know, take some of those coordinating fabrics and add it to the panel and do some really cool things in situations like that, for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Like, even like big sleeves that could be like a big, because sleeves can sometimes take the like form of like a big square or rectangle, especially if they're gathered. So,
I wonder if there's opportunity with like, I mean, this would be a great zero waste opportunity.
Exactly.
Because it's definitely more square and rectangle. You want to use as much of the panel as you can. So I could see it fitting in with that.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And the Antero shell being very, very rectangular. I'm sitting here like, could I do something with that?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I know, I'm like, troll top?
Please do.
I know, there are four motifs. I'm like, Okay, I get two Jenkins.
Exactly. That's only fair.
Yeah, totally.
I want to circle back to, have any of us made, I'm including myself because I'm trying to like give myself more time to remember if I have, like, you used a fabric panel in like making like a doll or like a project type thing that is like you cut out like the little pattern pieces. Have you guys made one of those before?
No, I mean, it's kind of similar. I mean, we did that partnership with Spoonflower.
Yes, yeah, Sprout Pad. That is. Yeah. That's technically a fabric panel, right?
I mean, yeah. Exactly. Also, just printed. Yeah. But I don't think I ever made a project with that.
I don't think I did either.
I did. Yeah. No, I did. Yeah. It was really cool. And I remember I gifted one to one of my friends who just had started sewing. Fabric panels with pieces and like printed on are really good for beginners because you don't have to worry about things being placed on the grain. Like there are, so you don't have to lay it out and put pattern pieces. You can literally sit on a couch with a pair of scissors and cut out and know everything will be on grain and laid out. You don't need a big table to lay out your fabric and pattern pieces on. So it is good in that sense if you don't have that big studio setup.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I see these a lot on actually Spoon. Not, I know the Sprout Patterns is no longer, but you can find, if you search on Spoonflower, there are fabric designers that upload. It's like you buy a panel and it is a project, and it could be a garment or
a bag
or something like that. So if you're looking to purchase something like that, definitely look to Spoonflower. It's a good online source for that. I don't know where else online you can't, I get other than just fabric stores, but you don't see online shopping of fabric panels as much, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there may be some on Etsy for people who are like printing their own, and probably some vintage stuff on Etsy too. But yeah. I mean, I feel like a couple years ago, like some of the major fabric companies were putting out like little doll panels, but I don't know. I haven't seen as much recently.
Interesting. Oh, the things that just come up. Meanwhile, we're like, we'll breeze through fabric. Like, we don't have a lot to say about fabric for every single doll.
I know.
So let's just briefly touch on like border prints too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do kind of consider those a fabric panel as well, especially if it kind of goes, you know, switches direction. But a border print, like, it, even if it is continual, like, it is kind of a print intentionally on like a piece of fabric that you could use in a section, right?
You know, I feel like I'm probably more likely to use a border print than a panel, just because I like having more to work with, and I feel like here there's just more opportunities, and because you're just working with like the length, not the length and the width. But like, I feel like you can do that on the edge of a blouse in the way that you can a panel. But I love the idea of like a border print for a button up. I've seen a lot of people do this. It's kind of like what people do with repurposed tablecloths. You know, they're really using that decorative border, like as a, like centering it on the button placket, using it on the back yoke. And I feel like I love playing around with that. And I feel like there's so many opportunities, and I was thinking about it, and I feel like I've been doing a lot of like pieced panels, and I'm kind of making my own border print, you know, with making just like easy piecing, but it's using it as kind of a design element. So I think that's more my speed than panels. And I will say too that I have occasionally ordered fabric online and gotten like a surprise border.
Yes, when you totally.
I'm never mad about, because I feel like, I mean, it does mean that you have, if you wanted to use just the like main portion of the fabric, you've got a little less to work with. But I got some ECAT recently and it had a border, and it turned out to be a good thing. I was able to use it and do some fun things with it. So
nice.
Surprise border.
I love that. Hashtag surprise border.
Exactly. I think it happens. It happens, right?
How about you, Kate? Have you ever worked with border prints or have a lot of border, you know, prints in your stash?
No, I'm not sure I have any, and I'm not sure I've ever worked with them before.
Interesting.
I feel like there's a vague possibility that I worked with one once, but didn't actually utilize the border the way I should have. Mm-hmm. I don't have much to say on this topic. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
It's really okay.
it's okay. I'm sure, though, you have created your own border with embroidery, though.
Just totally. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, by yeah. me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You haven't experimented with a panel or a border print. It's just, it could be something new to just spice up your sewing.
Ooh, I had an idea. What about like a border print on the bottom of pants?
Oh, yes. I think I've done that before.
I'm sure you have. Yes. But that's a nice spot for a border
it
print.
Is.
See, I feel like border print makes more sense to my brain, or like a border than more so than a panel. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. It makes more sense to me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it might be a little bit more versatile.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too.
For garments, anyway.
Yeah. And you never know. If anyone orders fabric or gets, you know, it home and realize, surprise border.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot you can do with it.
A lot you can do with it. So I'm wondering if any border prints are making it into our fall sewing plans. I don't know. I'm not sure. But we had our trends episode, and let's just like follow up and see like what's made it to our list for our fall sewing, because, you know, it is October. Oh, my God.
It's October.
So we gotta get cozy with our sewing.
Oh,
what are
yeah.
our plans?
Indeed. Well, I don't think that mine are necessarily specifically tied to that trend episode. It's more like kind of what I've been seeing on Instagram and what is just catching my eye. But I have I've got a few things on my list. Not a ton, but one is like a long button-up skirt. Like I have a skirt for my small business. It's a pretty basic elastic waist button-up skirt. And I'm going to lengthen that and make one for myself, because I did see that like long skirts were on someone's list for the fall in terms of fashion trends. But I feel like I love a midi skirt, but it's not always that practical for cooler weather. So I'm going to make myself a longer skirt and play with layers. I tend to like not wear skirts in the cooler weather, but I'm going to try to like break that trend for myself and probably invest in some tights and things so that I can just kind of like not get in the jeans rut this fall. Love jeans. Love it when it's finally time to take them back out. But also I get bored pretty quickly with that. The other thing that I've been seeing on the jeans side is a ton of like refashioned denim. So definitely like a blast from the past, seeing like the side angled panel in the side of jeans. Like I totally did that in the 90s to make my jeans like more bell bottomy. So I feel like that's I don't know. I've seen it so much. I think that initially I resisted it because it was such a flashback moment for me, but now I've seen it so much, I'm like, okay, actually that looks kind of fun. Like a lot of people doing like the double layer panels, like given that like workwear jeans style, but also that specific like side insert panel, I guess you would call it a gusset, and then like a little bit of a dart at the knee to kind of give it like a little bit of a I don't know, like a balloon shape, or I don't know what you would call that shape, but I don't know, kind of interesting. And I'm like, I should probably just go ahead and try this and not. And I feel like those kinds of jeans are also, if you tried to buy them, they're really expensive.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel like this is one where you could like, you know, and if it didn't work, you get some secondhand jeans. If it didn't work, it wasn't like a huge investment, but kind of looks like fun. So maybe I will give that one a try. And just some more long layers, like maybe a nice long vest. I've got a few like sweater knit vests that are longer, and I like that. I like a little bit of drama, I guess, with my vests. Like I do like a long vest, so I think those are those are kind of like the three things on my list, although I probably will end up adding like a nice button up with a poofy sleeve to it, because I feel like I tend to make myself at least one or two each fall season just to kind of keep in rotation. And that's like perfectly, if you have a linen, a long sleeve linen shirt, linen's not the best for cold weather, but then you pair it with a vest.
Yeah.
And you're like, I feel like it's really wearable. And I think that's why I must like vests, because it helps me like extend the life of
your linen,
my linen, and like other garments that aren't necessarily, I mean, once you're inside in Colorado, like you can wear whatever you want, but it will be chilly before we know it. So
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep that in the mind as well.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
What are your fall? Yeah, I was going to say, Kate, let's hear your fall sewing plans.
All right. So I've literally just come up with these as we're sitting here.
Great.
Based on a couple of things that we have talked about. And yeah, I have not been sewing very much lately. I'm really tied up in work and trying to find spare time to try to keep my soap business running. So I am going to limit myself to three things on the list. The things are a Torino vest, because I like that.
Mm-hmm.
A gallery dress made out of pinstripe fabric, as discussed in the last episode.
Yeah, nice.
Actually make that happen. And then I want to take my big collection of jeans where I've blown out the crotch, cut them up into pieces, and make myself a gored denim skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
I've been talking about it like for years now, and I keep meaning to like get out a pair of scissors and start cutting the pants up, but I haven't done it yet. So that's my first step. And maybe I will take those scissors out and sit on the floor and do that while I'm watching TV or something, just to make that start happening.
I've seen a lot of denim skirts, and like, again, total throwback moment, like taking pants apart, mm-hmm. overlapping the crotch, and then putting a little panel behind it to make a skirt front. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know that I would ever like see that again. Cause again, that was like something we did in high school, but I kind of love it. So I feel skirt.
I'm not sure I'm actually going to do that. I think I might do a slightly elasticated waist, but not have the actual like fly front and all of that.
Yeah,
in there.
Not the pieces.
Just use the fabric to make a bunch of gores.
But
we'll see. We'll see what I end up doing.
I mean, all of that is to say just a lot of like denim refashioning going on. So I feel like that gored skirt fits in perfectly.
I hope so. So yeah, those are my three things that I will attempt to get done. Mind you, I have no fabric for two of them and no time. So we'll see if any of them actually happen. but those are that's my loose fall plan. How about you, Meg? What do you think?
I just love your like, I have no fabric and no time.
But you have a plan.
I love that. My fall sewing is just a lot of refashioning and just kind of finishing up what I've already kind of started. You can see maybe behind me, I have this like denim trench coat. It's like a wool denim.
So cute.
And I made it last year when I filmed like the Berta coat certification course, but I never hand sewed the lining in. So I need to just do that. And then I need to make a new belt, because I left the belt in Colorado. So I'm like, that's what. And so at least I can wear, but I just don't have any time to start anything from scratch. And I've just been kind of going through my wardrobe. Like there's this one, I made this big like polka dot quilted coat, but I just feel like I want to wear it more as a vest. So I'm going to take off the sleeve.
Yep.
And so I was like, that's going to be something I do. And then I want to do the, you know, refashing a pair of jeans. Again, there is a pair of jeans that is, you know, too small now postpartum. So it's like cutting up and adding in that fabric.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of refashioning things. And even with Jay too, I brought this, he's a tall baby and he grows out lengthwise and he does widthwise. So this like sleeper, I cut off like the feet and do cuffs so he can just wear socks.
Yeah,
so I'm
smart.
Doing like refashioning for Jay too. And I made him this little green waffle hat too.
So cute.
Yeah, It was a hat that he had. And again, I just laid, I unknotted it and I laid it. Then I just cut around and I, you know, he only let me have like 40 minutes in the studio, but he, until he wanted his, he wanted to change the scenery, but he swung in his swing and we had a little studio time this week. So I'm really trying to make it a little bit happen, but yeah. So just lots of refashioning going on.
I mean, that is like, it's so hard to get to, like, if you have all the time in the world, it's so much more fun to start from something from scratch.
I know.
But like, it is so rewarding when you do go back to those projects and you make them work for you and fit and you're not starting from scratch. It is like a different way of being creative and like, and sometimes all that like troubleshooting, I feel like it's a different part of your brain maybe than the from scratch project. But man, I feel like that is such a, I don't know, it's kind of like an unsung way to be creative. And it really is so rewarding. So I'm glad that I feel like that might be easier too, to like make time for.
Oh, definitely. Cause like, it's just, I have a pile of stuff. I even tackled it a couple weeks ago. There was like a dress I got at the thrift store that it was a weird length. And so I cropped it, made it into a top. Okay. It took, you know, 15 minutes and just all those little things that, And then, but it was just, I wasn't wearing it. Now it's like, it's fun. It's like I have a whole new garment now that I can wear.
I love that so much. And like, I feel like that is so more, I mean, that's super sustainable too, you know, to just like refashion what you have, but also so, so satisfying. So I'm glad you're able to make some time for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just telling, I was just telling myself, like, I love doing this.
You just lie to yourself until it's true.
I mean, I would love nothing more about just printing off a pattern entirely, but you know, I just right now I'll sit there and hand sew my lining on, but then I'll have it, like, I haven't worn this coat, which is a beautiful, I love this trench coat, but I haven't worn it because a million pins poke me, and so now I'll be able to just finish this hand sewing. I can finally wear it. And then just cut a rectangle and sew it. I'm just, you know, I've been putting it off for literally a year, and it just, there's a, you know, some hand sewing and a piece of rectangle that have just, that are in between,
got in the way. This amazing coat, like, it's beautiful.
Anyway, so,
and now I'm getting excited about wearing my wool jacket. I don't know if you remember the one that I made it, I did it for so long and I can't remember what we called it now, but
the Copper Mountain one, right?
Mountain. I'm so excited now all of a sudden for it to get cooler so I can wear that to work because it's so pretty.
You know, that is like a nice thing about the season change. It's like, I do love sewing jackets and coats. And I have a pretty decent collection of handmade jackets and coats that I get to like break out again. We should probably do an episode on that.
I think
Yeah. We have a lot we could talk about with that one.
I know. Sure. Let's, you know,
put it on the list
for now until we talk about like fall jackets and stuff.
Exactly. Well, fun.
All right.
Yeah, fun.
Shall we take a quick break and come back with our sew inspo?
Let's.
Sure.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. We are here about to talk about our sew inspo, which is what gives us our sewing inspiration at the moment. Now, we were just talking about our fall sewing plans, and I think that that was actually a whole bunch of sew inspo for us.
Yeah, I was like, copy and paste my answer because I have nothing.
Well, does anybody have anything that wasn't part of that discussion that they are feeling inspired by? No?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm just still on vest kick. Like, I am going to make so many vests for my side hustle business. I'm going to make like short vests, long vests, puffy vests, like decorative vests. I don't know what it is, but like I just love how a vest like shows off a special fabric or and like every vest has a different vibe to it. Like I'm probably going to make a lot more vests than the world / Denver metro area needs, but I feel very inspired to make
you're
a
invested.
Lot of vests. I'm so invested.
Well, Amanda, make me a long swingy vest and I'll buy it from you because
you have to make your own because it was on your fall sewing list.
There's no reason I can't have two.
You can have so many vests. They're also different.
Yes, exactly. And I like your style. It always makes me happy.
That's it for me, though.
Yeah. We should probably have a whole episode on vests, but just.
We could.
I like to treat vests as almost like they're like an accessory.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes, like, they don't add, like, what, like, if they're a light, like, if, you know, just like a special fabric, it's like wearing, like, if you could really spice up, like, a plain shirt. So I love vests. So I'm. Love that.
I mean, and I do feel like I'm seeing more vest patterns. Like, I just, I don't know. I mean, there is always the opportunity to take like a quilted coat and and take the sleeves off and shape it a little bit. And I've done that before too. I just, I don't know. I feel like, I hope it doesn't go anywhere because I like that. I like them as an accessory. I mean, as warmth, great, but also as something to just like a little something to throw on your like big poofy statement sleeve blouse and just make it that much more interesting. So that's my spiel.
Well, in addition to our conversation about the fall sewing, which obviously I've got inspiration there, the panel discussion actually reminded me about those little kits that I have. And now I'm sitting here like, I should pull out those kits and actually make them because it'll probably take me like an hour, assuming I actually have some batting, which I'm pretty sure I do. And then I can have a cute little wall hanging or something. And they're fruit themed and, you know, I like fruits. So I think there's one cherry and one pineapple. I feel like I'm kind of inspired to get that out and try to make that actually happen. So there's my extra sew inspo. Brought about by this episode.
Oh, that reminded me. I have one more that I forgot about that I need to make before Jay phases out of it. But he loves like the crinkle fabric and like toys. And on Amazon, I found you can order like crinkle the paper. And he loves different textures and stuff. So I do want to just make like a book of like crinkly and then all different, like one faux fur, one like, but like all different like sensory. So that is something I need to make soon.
Yeah.
For him.
I love
it.
I love that. I feel like I could use with some like crinkle paper.
I know.
That was like the original fidget toy. Feel like back in the 80s, we just got paper. I will also say my fall sewing is going to be somewhat costume oriented because I feel like everybody in my family is at least doing like two costumes. So first up, I'm helping Ruby with her Cheshire Cat costume. Nice. So, it's not going to be like totally from scratch, but we're going to make a few pieces with some like purple faux fur stuff that she got. So I'll be doing a little bit of that too. And I never actually mind doing that. It's super fun.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, fun episode, you guys. We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we did. We covered a lot of ground and a lot of technical difficulties, which hopefully our listeners will not actually understand, but we had to start the recording over a whole bunch of times. Yeah. So we're almost there. I think we're going to make it.
Yay.
What's your microphone, Meg?
Yes, I know. And we had Grandpa Babysitter come in midway. So I had some.
Thanks, Grandpa Babysitter.
Yeah, and I think he's asleep. So that's great. Maybe I can do some sewing.
Get some sewing in.
But it definitely came together in the end. And I think it's a really fun episode.
Totally. Yes. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I got to show off my troll fabric.
Yes.
We're going to have to take some pictures.
Yeah.
Yep. It's amazing.
Right. Until next time. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until next time. Let's sew.
Let's sew.
Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.